We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ.
3.5 years it's not rained. And boy, I mean, you say, well, rain, not having rain is not a big deal. Oh, no, that brought a lot of problems, a lot of inherent problems. And it even brought some problems for Elijah. God sends him down by the brook Cherith and tells Elijah, pray that it don't rain. He prays it don't rain, and he sends him by a brook to get his water. Well, what do you think is going to happen to that brook? I mean, let's go back and look at it here real quick. And he said that he could, verse 4, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Boy, ain't that wonderful. So them old dirty birds are going to bring him something to eat, and they did. And so he did, and so he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, that he might, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. I mean, it didn't dry up overnight. I mean, Elijah is probably sitting there watching it dry up. Let me ask you all something that's got any age on you. Have you watched the brook dry up? Have you watched church dry up? Listen. I'm not talking about where we come in every Sunday and shout it out. And every now and again, we ought to come in and shout it out. Every now and again, man, you ought to raise your hand and say, praise the Lord. And I mean, we ought to come in. But I'm talking about where it's just more than just routine to come to church and we leave and go home. And I mean, there's really no worship and there's no praise and there's no testifying. And, I don't want to beat up on you because, man, but you know, when we give open time for testimony, it shouldn't be like pulling teeth to talk about what God's done.
Amen.
It shouldn't be. Boy, yeah, everybody ought to be at a chance and be an opportunity to say, boy, I'm thankful to be saved. And let me tell you what God's done and how he's watched over us. And if you've got to tell the same story every time, that's fine.
Amen.
We may get tired of hearing it, but God sure won't.
Right.
I'll tell you what. We might get tired of hearing it, but God sure won't get tired of hearing it. Amen. And when it's coming from your heart, and boy, you're honestly thankful for what he's done, hey, that's good enough. Amen. But you ought to be willing to tell it. You ought to thank God for it. But anyway, I don't know how we got there. Boy, ain't it good. Judgment's poured out. It's not been raining. And God's trying to get their attention. Can I ask you something right now? You think God's trying to get our nation's attention? Or do you think he's been trying for a long time and now he's beginning to judge it? He's beginning to judge it. I mean, everything that's going on, all the mess that we're in. I mean, with all the sin that takes place and is running rampant. And here stands Elijah. Not only is God pouring out judgment because there's no rain and everything that comes with that, so there's no food. Reckon that was a depressing time to be living? Reckon that was a discouraging time to be living? It's kind of discouraging, ain't it? In our nation, it is. I mean, I look at it, and it's nowhere close to the nation it was when I was a boy. You say, well, there's always been crookedness. I understand that. I know that. I get that. And most of that stuff was done behind closed doors and hid and all that thing. But as one person said one time, now they're just saying the quiet part out loud. Why? Because they're not going to be judged by it. Or so they think. Oh, there's going to be a judge, all right. I bet the people were, I mean, here they are. It's not rained for 3.5 years. Animals won't live without water. Things won't grow without water. It does not tell us how hot it got, but I imagine it's very dusty. So, preacher, do you really believe it didn't rain? I really believe it didn't rain. Amen. And by the way, there's 3.5 years in the Great Tribulation period. I'll let you put all that together. Amen. And it's not rained for 3.5 years. And he said, how long? He's got them all together now. He's got Israel together. And he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? But then Elijah said this in verse 22. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet unto the Lord. I think Elijah felt alone by himself. Now we know, if we go on over in the next chapter, in the chapter 19, we know God tells him, he said, hey, I've got 7,000 that have not bowed nor kissed Baal. We know that. But Elijah said, it's just me. I'm the only one left. I'm the only one believing right and doing right and thinking right and trying to act right. Listen, let me ask you a question. Do you ever just feel that way? You ever just feel like you're all alone? Now, sometimes that's in the decision of your friends. You got wrong friends and you're going to feel by yourself. If you're, let me say this. If you got wrong friends and you're saved and you're trying to serve God and they're not, then yeah, you are going to feel all alone. Do I think we've got the market cornered on Bible believing and Bible preaching? I don't, but I'm telling you, they're getting few and far and far and far between. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm not doing any of those things. But I'm telling you, I want to be like the Apostle Paul. I want to finish my course. I want to keep the faith. I want to be right when this thing ends. And if that means being by myself or feeling alone, I guess that's what it's going to take.
Amen.
Don't turn me off. Please don't turn me off this morning.
That's right. Come on now, preacher.
But Elijah made his stand. Elijah made his stand when nobody else would. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he made his stand by himself. 2 Timothy chapter 4. You know what he said over here? And this was the sad part. 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said in verse 9, well, he said, I've fought a good fight. Verse 7, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, do you realize that Paul was a preacher and an apostle and a missionary at one of the most wicked times that you could ever imagine? The Roman Empire was in charge. Whatever went, went. I mean, all these churches that he went to. Why do you think Paul wrote to them like he did? The church at Corinth. I mean, why do you think he had to deal with so much that he dealt with over there? He said, the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Are we going to love his appearing? Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Why? For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me, to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. Now, listen, Paul's by himself. Paul's by himself. He got loot, but it's by himself. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray the God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known. Not the teaching, not the devotion, but the preaching. There's a time for teaching, and there is a time for devoting. But he said the preaching. And we're missing that today. Missing preachers. Might be fully known, and that the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul made his stand. Elijah made his stand. Done it by theirself, with God helping them. So how do you know God helped Elijah? Well, God answered by fire. I mean, he repaired the altar over there. And I mean, they laid out the sacrifice, drenched it with water, dug a ditch, drenched it with water. And I mean, there was water everywhere over there. And when God answered by fire, he licked up the sacrifice, licked up the water, licked up the rocks. that was there. I think God proved himself.
Amen.
But then we get to chapter 19. Elijah's on the run because of Jezebel. God calls him out of a cave. God gave him service to do. But then we get over all the way to chapter 21. Sin is still going on. Ahab has not repented. As a matter of fact, Jezebel has Naboth killed to get his vineyard and that for King Ahab. And so God sends Elijah down to preach one more time, and that's King Ahab. And so we'll pick up in 1 Kings chapter 21, leading verse 17. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dogs lick, the blood of Naboth shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" Still think he's the enemy, don't he? "Are thou the one that's troubled with Israel?" And now he said, "You're my enemy." And so you know what Elijah, and he answered, "I have found thee because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee and will take away thy posterity and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel." And buddy, they did too. Ate her up. Wouldn't eat her head, wouldn't eat her hands, and wouldn't eat her feet. "Him that dieth of Ahab in the city the dogs shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel's wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things, as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel." Oh my. So he's followed not only Jezebel and the Zidonians, but he's followed what the Amorites have done, whom God said don't do. Verse 27. "And it came to pass when Ahab heard those words." Do you understand the issue? Our nation was different because we were started different. We lived different. But we're no different than anybody else. "And it came to pass when Ahab heard those words." Now watch this right here. "That he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house." So you know what Ahab done? He repented. He got right with God. He humbled himself. You know the only thing that's going to help our nation? It's not the right person in the White House. There is a lot of Christians holding their breath, crossing their fingers, praying and saying, "This man right here can help us. He can help us. Better than what we've got, probably. But that's not going to fix our nation."
Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.